Hare Krishna. Question. Now, my teacher raised this question in class that he said Hindus are vegetarians, but then we see even in the path of yoga, the yogis sit on deer skin or some other animal skin. So they also kill animals even for practicing yoga, for going into, for advancing in spiritual life. So is this hypocrisy? Killing animals at one side and then claiming to be proud of being vegetarians? Answer. There are three different things here. Firstly, the animal skin, the deer skin which was used in the while performing yoga, that was not got by killing animals. The same statement that yogis should use deer skin for meditating, that same Yoga Sutras, Patanjali Yoga Sutra, also talks about ahimsa as one of the fundamental virtues that a yogi should cultivate. In fact, there's yam, niyam, and then there's asana. So for yogasana, one requires the animal skin. But before that, in yama, niyama, ahimsa is a foundation principle. So the commentators of the Patanjali Yoga Sutra explain that actually the deer skin would be usually got from a dead animal. The animal that has died, its carcass would be taken and that would be used as the yoga mat. And the purpose of that was that there are certain properties in certain animal skin which keep snakes away. And the yogi is supposed to turn inwards and meditate. And that yogi cannot be constantly bothered about, be worried about whether a snake is going to come and attack me. So it is a natural protective measure. And we can say that it's so eco-friendly that in the ecology itself, an animal dies and an animal skin is taken and it is used as a mat and that protects from snakes. So it's a very eco-friendly way of protecting oneself from the danger of snakes. So that is the first point. That it was that skin was obtained non-violently. Second point is that when the skin is obtained and it was used, the principle of ahimsa, of eating non-vegetarian food, the same Vedic culture taught about it and propagated it widely. So, yukta ahara viharasya, one should be regulated in one's eating. And the principle of preferring vegetarian food is an integral part of the Vedic culture, which also stems from the same principle of ahimsa. So, third point is that as far as hypocrisy is concerned, actually, it is hypocrisy to accuse yoga practitioners for something which they are not practicing at all. So, now, in today's times, practically no yogis use an animal skin, nor do any yoga teachers ask for the using of animal skin. Just like in the past, there are statements about animal sacrifices being done. But as far as today it's concerned, no teachers in the Vedic tradition recommend animal sacrifices. Practically none of the major teachers recommend animal sacrifice at all. So now, if today yoga is being practiced and today yoga is being propagated and today there is absolutely no connection of yoga with animal killing, with killing an animal for eating, for leave alone eating, for even sitting as a skin, then to accuse the yoga tradition based on something that is not being done at all and without an understanding properly of why it was done in the past, this sort of accusation only shows one's opinionated position, where one just wants to somehow skew out some reasoning by which to maintain a false accusation. Of course, at one level, from the visible point of view, on seeing animal skin, it's a natural question that might come in some people. And the understanding is, it was got non-violently, and today it is not recommended at all, because that particular circumstance is not required. You know, most people are not going to the forest to perform yoga, so there's no danger of snakes. And even if that is there, that sitting on a particular kind of animal skin as a yoga mat, that is a peripheral principle. The essential principle of yoga is inward meditation to connect with higher spiritual reality. And that is a universal principle which actually engenders sensitivity, because we see the spiritual inside everyone, and that naturally makes us non-violent, sensitive and compassionate. Thank you. Hare Krishna.